Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, it's the Bulletin Blitz. Happy Wednesday, everybody, on the Bart Winkler Show in the Infinity Sports Network. Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025, and we'll kick off the Blitz with some NBA action that happened today. Get you the latest update. The Celtics, in no surprise, taking a two-game lead over the Orlando Magic. 109-100 was your final score there. Jaylen Brown, after the game, courtesy of TNT, says the versatility has been the key to their success so far.
Super important. We're a team. We win as a team. We lose as a team. We got a lot of talent, so we just come out and be ready to go. We got a great game plan. We came out, was aggressive. KP looked good tonight. So we just got to look forward to the next one, game three.
Kristaps Porzingis got smashed in the face.
Yeah, he did.
And had a blood stripe across his head like it was a racing car. You know, if I was Jason Tatum, I would have rooted for the team to lose tonight. He did not play with the wrist injury that he quote-unquote suffered in game one. Jason Tatum, I don't think he has ever elevated himself to the level we were really ready to elevate him to. And he is as much of a part of this. What's the word? What's the word? Like the group of friends is on the show Friends. They're not. What's the word?
Friends?
No. It's a cast of. What is the word? What is the word? Word for full cast. What is the word?
Somebody, that's all right. We got another 3.5 minutes.
I know, but I need to know the word.
Bird is the word.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, oh my God. He's as much of a part of that as he is a piece of, like,
ensemble?
Yes. Yes. He's a part of the ensemble. Yes, that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll take my raise anytime.
So I think Tatum needs to elevate that he is the top dog instead of just part of the ensemble. And when they win because of 30 points from Derek White the other night and then win without him tonight, it doesn't help the cause of him separating himself from being a part of the ensemble. I'm very sorry. Thank you.
All right, well, we wasted about a minute on that. Jason Tatum is like my math textbook, by the way. He lives in a backpack because he's a passenger, gets carried. Let's go to the Cavs and the Heat. No surprise there. Cleveland also has a two-game lead over Miami. 121-112, your final there. Donovan Mitchell, how'd you take control in the fourth quarter?
I've been out, you know, for 2 weeks, so just trying to continue to find my pace and where I play. At the beginning, it was creating for everybody else, and then when they started staying home, being aggressive. Like I said to y'all before, my job is just to lead in every single night in any way possible, and tonight it was to go score.
Yeah, he got it close there at the end, and then Mitchell made a big three. They win the game by 9. They go up 2-0, just like Boston went up 2-0. You've got Indiana up 2-0, the Knicks and Pistons currently on a split. The Cavs are going to win in no less than 5. Same with the Celtics, unless they lose one on the road, to get some of that sweet, sweet Game 5 money to get an extra home game in the first round. Knicks and Pistons will probably go six, I think, at this point. Bucks got to win on Friday night. I am just so... It's like the playoffs aren't even going to happen. The grocery store by my house gave out Bucks yard signs, so I put one in my yard. It's going to be up for 6 days. And it's NFL draft week, so I'm like half paying attention. Sucks. Come on. Figure it out, guys.
Well, I'm going to force you to talk about the Bucks some more because here's Doc Rivers after losing another game to the Pacers. 123-115 yesterday was your final. Indiana is up 2-0 in the series. Doc Rivers says he's still very confident in the Bucks when he was asked about its confidence level going forward.
I guess you just start game three and trust that adjustments will be made and things.
We'll just see. You know, we have time. We have 48 hours. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing right now because I don't know. Yeah. But we'll figure it out. I'm very confident about this series.
They need to change their starting lineup. Milwaukee does. You've got Damian Lillard back. That's good. But you can't have Kyle Kuzma playing if he's not going to... Like, I like his energy, but he can't be getting 30 minutes. Torian Prince, I don't see the vision there. Brooke Lopez is a guy that, like, the more I turn on him, the more I feel bad about it, but I think he stinks. The Pacers, I saw somebody say this about the Pacers. Nobody tries to, like, trash talk more unprovoked than the Pacers. You know, I was ragging on Halliburton last night. I saw some video of TJ McConnell, like, screaming at somebody just very primal. It's like, this is the biggest group of losers that have ever played together on a team, and they all feed off each other's loser energy, and they're just a bunch of losers, Bart said professionally. Anyway, get me off of them. At least they play Friday night again. I could focus on the draft and not stupid Milwaukee, stupid Pacers.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.